Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph. The previous Mishnah discussed someone who found a kli, a vessel that's written on it, carbon, which implies that it's dedicated to the Beis Hamikdash, it's Bedek Habayis, and the different halachas that would pertain to that depending on what the kli was made out of, if the kli or the contents are given to the Beis Hamikdash. Mishnah Yud Aleph discusses if there's just one letter written on the kli. Hamaitzi kli, someone who finds a kli, a vessel, v'kasav alav kuf, and it just has the letter kuf on it. So the halacha is carbon. We assume that kuf stands for carbon, and therefore it's treated exactly as what was described in the previous Mishnah, depending on what it's made out of. If there's a mem, then we assume that mem stands for meiser, and we assume what's inside is meiser. Specifically, the Tiferes Yisrael says it's meiser sheni, because out of all the meisers, meiser sheni actually gets a kedusha, and therefore it's more likely that he labeled the container meiser sheni to prevent someone from eating it outside Yerushalayim. If it has a dalet, it means demai, which we've discussed. Demai is produce that was purchased from Amaretz, unleaded person, that midaraita you don't have to take off meiser, but midarabanan you do have to take off meiser. If there's a tes on it, it stands for tevel, which is produce that Vadai definitely has not had the trumas and meiser separated from it yet. If there's a taf on the container, it stands for truma. And the reason why we assume that these letters stand for these words is Shebashah Sakana, at the time of Sakana, when the non-Jewish people that governed over the Jews at the time, they made gzeris, decrees against keeping the mitzvahs. So hayu kaisvin taf tachas truma, they would just write the letter taf instead of truma, and they would do this for all these as well. So that's why all the words here became abbreviated just by their first letter, and it stayed that way. This custom stayed that way, that they would commonly do this, and therefore, according to the Tanakhama, these letters stand for these words. However, Rabbi Yossi says, kulam shmeis b'nei adamei. We assume that these letters stand for a person's name. If it says kuf, maybe it stands for kahas, dalet for Daniel, tes for Tobia, and they're just marking people's property, and they're all chulin. You don't have to treat them like special produce. Rabbi Yossi says, afilu matzachav is v'imalei appears. Even if you find a barrel that's full of produce, v'kasav alav truma, and it says the full word truma spelled out on it, harei elu chulin. Even still, you can say that that's chulin, that's not truma, and you can rely that it's regular mundane produce. Why? Shani Yomer, Rabbi Yossi says, I say, eshtakit ha'isamalei aperis truma upina. Maybe last year it was full of truma produce, and that's why he wrote the name on it. But this year, it's filled with chulin. Just because there's a name on the container doesn't mean that the produce is from when he wrote the name. Maybe he wrote the name the previous time that it stored fruit. And the Rabbanan disagree with this. This is Rav Yasi's lenient opinion. The Rabbanan disagree, and the Rav says the Rabbanan hold that if he would have refilled the container with chulin, he would have scratched off the word truma written on it. So it must be it is truma. The Rav says we paskin like the Rabbanan, not Rav Yasi. Mishnah Yud Beis. Ha'aymer levnai ma'aser sheni b'zav izu. If someone tells his son that I left some ma'aser sheni, either produce or coins, ma'aser sheni coins, money that the kedusha was transferred from the produce onto the money. So I left a bag of these coins in a specific corner. Umatza, and the son goes and he finds the bag b'zavis acheres in a different corner. So it wasn't in the same place that his father told him it was. So the Mishnah says harei luchulin. He can assume that this bag that he did find is not the one that his father told him about, rather a different bag. And this bag is chulin. The majority of coins are not ma'aser sheni, and therefore you don't have to assume it's ma'aser sheni. It's a different place. It's not the same bag. However, hayasham mana. If the father told him, over there, in that corner, wherever it was, that place that it is, there's a hundred zuz, a mana, of Maaser Sheni coins, umatza masayim, and he found in that same place that he was told, he found 200. So it's the same place, but it's a different amount. So then, Ashar Chulin. We don't assume that the fact that it's a different amount means that it's not what the father's talking about. 100 of it is Maaser Sheni. And Hashar, the leftover, the extra 100 is Chulin. We assume that it's the same Maaser Sheni that the father's talking about, just other monies were added onto it, and so the extra is Chulin. Similar case, Masayim, if the father told him there's 200 Zuz of Maaser Sheni money, coin, in that area, Matzah money, and he found 100 in that place, so it's the same place, different amount. We assume it's exactly what the father's talking about, and over here where the father said 200 and he found 100, Akol Maaser, all of what he found, which is 100, is going to be Maaser, because 100 is included in the 200 that the father told him was there, and we assume it's the same money, just some of it was removed, and it's Maaser Sheni coin.